Health insurance coverage for children expanded widely under the Affordable Care Act. Many states now allow children to stay on their parents' insurance, and some up until the age of 30. But what about the other direction? Should adult children be able to extend health care coverage to their parents? Well, that's exactly what a new bill in California aims to do. And joining us now is Assemblymember Miguel Santiago of Los Angeles, who introduced the bill. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Happy to be here today.
Tell us about the Parent Health Care Act, how it came to be, and why it's particularly important for undocumented Californians.
Yeah, and thank you. Well, this came to be because when we started taking a look at those who have insurance and those who don't, there was folks who fell through the cracks. And in my conversations with the insurance commissioner, Ricardo Lara, we proposed moving forward something that we thought would be innovative, which would be to have folks who are dependent on their adult children added to their health care coverage. Because when the ACA came about, known also as Obamacare in California, we know it is covered California, it really did set the standard. Because what it said is, if you are 26 years and under, you could be under your parents' health care coverage. And this really forced an industry to cover folks who they previously did not cover. On the other side, when a parent is now dependent on a child, adult child, they're not eligible for that same healthcare coverage. And so we moved legislation to require that in California, you could cover an adult parent so long as they were dependent on you, which means 50% or more of their income comes from you.
Now, an earlier version of this bill would have covered a lot more people, but it got winnowed down. Who was in opposition to adding healthcare coverage to vulnerable adults? I mean, these folks are medically and financially at risk while uninsured or underinsured.
Sure. Well, let me just put it out there. Very powerful interest that did not want to cover a dependent adult. But what we found a necessity is both to reduce cost and to move the bill forward. Now, that doesn't mean we can't start all over again next year. And that doesn't mean we can't look for different avenues to have a more robust conversation. But there was some pushback from business groups to remove employer-mandated healthcare coverage for dependent parents. And what we decided in the conversation, both to reduce cost and to remove opposition, but continue the conversation, was to allow for an individual go to the marketplace to get healthcare coverage. That means myself, if I were to choose to go to Covered California or any other private healthcare provider, they now would be required to offer healthcare insurance to my parents if they met these standards. And we decided that this was a path to continue for now.
Well, a Senate Appropriations Committee estimated that premiums will increase by between $12 and $48 million annually. Who will pay for that? What do you say to those who are worried about the cost?
Well, in this particular case, it would all be private cost. That means if I were to go to Calvert, California, or any private insurance provider, I could now put my parents on my healthcare plan, and that cost would come to me. So the cost would be to individuals, but still, it would still be a lot less than the cost of not having healthcare insurance, meaning the long-term cost, the cost of having two sets of healthcare insurance within the same household, meaning I have my own healthcare coverage, my parents have their own healthcare coverage. So I think it still significantly reduces the premium cost, out-of-pocket cost, deductibles, because we're now going in as more individuals. The pool is bigger than just going in as individuals.
California is the first state to do this. Do you expect this bill to be a model for other states? Is that kind of your aim as well?
Well, we first started off with making sure that Californians had it, but I think as the interest grew, I do expect other states to take a look at this, because whether you're documented or undocumented, there are people, senior adults or otherwise, who have just fallen through the cracks and not been able to get healthcare coverage. And this changes that.
You've touched on this. I mean, we've learned about many gaps during this pandemic, but what has the pandemic taught us in terms of the importance of insurance coverage and access to quality medical care for everyone.
Sure. Well, we knew before the pandemic that having healthcare coverage, as I would argue, is a human right. And we have a healthcare crisis in the country, and we have a healthcare crisis here in California, where many folks were not able to get healthcare coverage. The pandemic showed us how important healthcare is. The maintenance of your healthcare visits, or the inability to get it. I mean, at the end of the day, nothing is more central to a happy life than being healthy.
That's Assemblymember Miguel Santiago of Los Angeles. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you, and have a happy week.